Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Especially today, when my life is feel a soul in it.
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him, say it.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Split the parts every day.
Every day.
Right here.
When you wake, your confession should constantly say.
What you gonna say right here?
Oh Lord.
And do the glissando.
Let me be spiritual. Let me be spiritual. Spiritual.
You're not a natural being. Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being. Living this natural experience.
You gotta see it in the spirit.
You're not a natural being, living in the spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being, living this natural experience
every day. When you wake,
to the scripture and sing the fruits of the spirit.
I'm telling you, you got to sing that song when talking about politics these days and talking about what's going on with our government. Let me be spiritual and not in the world with my thoughts. Amen and good morning. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm your host, Tiffany Bacon, and this is Praise 103.9 FM. Today we are going to be talking about what is going on with our government. I know you're more than well aware of the news that the government is shut down, and there's a lot to discuss. So let me just give you the phone number now. I would love to hear your feedback on it. What are your thoughts about the government being shut down? Part two of the question is, how is it or is it affecting you? How or is it affecting you? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Would also love to hear from our young people, those who are in school, right now to chime in on this as well. What is your take? What is your view of the government during this particular time? So definitely give us a call. Here to help us with the discussion today is Representative Curtis Thomas. And I thank you so much for getting up so early in the morning on Saturday to join us. Good morning, Reverend Representative Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tiffany?
I am breathing on schedule and thanking you for being here today. All right. So the big story, the headline news is the government did not come to an agreement and is shut down. Could you please just give us a nice through line of what does that really mean for anybody who's still in the dark about it? What does it mean that the government is shut down?
Well, I think that the shutdown means that the national government is not in a position to conduct day-to-day business of the country. There are some areas which are, at least for right now, exempt from the impact. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you are receiving Social Security, the shutdown would not interfere with your Social Security payments. Mm-hmm. That money come out of a trust fund which exists outside of congressional interference. Mm-hmm. If you unemployment, mm-hmm. If you are expecting other certain benefits, you would continue to get that.
Okay.
The shutdown is affecting 800,000, I think, federal employees. People who work at the museums, at Independence Hall, at the any federal buildings throughout the country, they are on hold. They are on furlough. They are not getting paid, and they are being affected significantly by this shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, with that said, why? Why is this such a ridiculous moment in our history? And would you even classify it as such?
Well, it is a ridiculous moment. Now, it is not the first time that the federal government has shut down. I think, to the best of my knowledge, from what I understand, there's been 17 times that the government has been shut down. And it's ridiculous because It's about one policy issue that has been debated, adopted, and approved by the United States House and Senate, was challenged in court, upheld in court, taken to the United States Supreme Court. The highest court in the land has ruled on the legality of the law, when I'm talking about the Affordable Care Law. And so it is ridiculous to now hold up the day-to-day operations of the national government because you don't want to fund a law that has been debated, voted on, sustained by the courts, and now time for implementation.
Right. And ironically, when the shutdown happened, it was the first day of now, what was that exactly as far as the Affordable Care Act is concerned? Was that an open enrollment or an open investigation period?
Well, between October the 1st and March the 31st, there's going to be a real effort underway to identify and register 48 million people who are uninsured in America. So October 1st was to was starting date.
Okay.
So all over the country, people are on the street, online, on telephones, trying to identify and register the 48 million uninsured people. Now, interestingly enough, which really makes this whole issue more ridiculous, because shutting down the government could not interfere with the registration period for the Affordable Care Act. So you didn't slow this train down.
Right.
You're unable to slow this train down other than to hold the national government hostage because of your policy problems with the Affordable Care Act.
And this just sounds so Mean Girls, if you know the show, the children's show. Mean Girls to me. Well, if I got to deal with this, then I'm going to do this now, now, now. I mean, is that how it's feeling to other other members of the party? Is that how it's feeling to yourself and other politicians? How is it feeling to you?
It's not only mean and vindictive, but what it also says is that I am so committed to what I care about, something that I could not stop, that I am willing to hold the United States of America hostage. That is troubling. That is troubling because no matter what your concerns are, that doesn't mean that you feel the same same way. And it doesn't mean that these 48 million people who are uninsured should not have access to health care.
Absolutely.
And that's my position. I happen to be one of those single payer proponents that believe that we all should have a right to health insurance and that we should not have these valleys and hills on the question of the quality of that care or the contents of that care.
Right.
But regardless of that, that should not, and I should not ever try to shut down or impact everybody because I have a different opinion. And that's what's troubling about.
All right. And I want you to help me out with something, but I see that we have a couple of calls coming in, and I am looking to you, my listening audience, to call in and tell me what is your take on this? How do you feel about the government being shut down, and are you affected by it at all? What are your thoughts, and are you affected? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones, and I'll be right back with you, Representative Thomas. We have Janice on the line from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany Bacon. How are you today?
I'm breathing on schedule. Thank you.
All right, now. Yes, my comment is, it doesn't affect me directly, but indirectly it does because of the caring part about it. It's not just about me. It's about collectively, universally, making sure that everybody has what they're needed. If we already have problems, you add more problems, so some more problems. People crack. You see the stress. You see people going off. It's just not a good situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, God isn't, you know, he's in the plan, but, you know, people today, you know, they want stuff to happen instantaneously, but it takes time. And the president, he has a lot on his shoulders as well. So we have to be able to support each other and just, you know, respect the fact that he does care about everybody as opposed to the other presidents that were in there.
Amen. And what, when this happened, when this went down on the first, what were your thoughts when they say the government is shut down, they didn't come to a deal?
I had to stop for a minute and say, you know what, and pinch myself, are you serious? Because I've never experienced anything like that that I can remember. You know, I don't even believe that, because bondage is something that goes back to the Bible. Bondage is just bondage. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't want to be in bondage. I'm trying to get out of bondage. My thing is, if God said it's going to be, it's going to be, no matter what man tries to do.
Okay. Good comments, Janice. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you voicing your opinion.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
All right, you do the same.
All right, bye-bye.
Representative Thomas, now, can you just help me with this? I'm just not understanding, what is it about the Affordable Care Act that people are so against? I guess because I'm so for it, I cannot see the other side of the argument. So these folks who don't believe in it feel that other people should not have access to health care. What is really the argument on the other side?
Well, I think the argument is about choice. I think that There's a number of people who believe that you should have something to say about, one, the availability of your health care,
mm-hmm.
and have something to say about the quality of that care.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Affordable Care Act, there is going to be a real effort to ensure the 48 million people who are uninsured, provide employers who do not provide insurance with some opportunity to make insurance available to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And it will cover everybody that's not in the Medicare, Medicaid system.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, though, that Congress is not included in this. They're exempted. So the biggest problem that people have is I don't have anything to say about the insurance that I will receive other than through whatever exchange you sign up for.
Because
mm-hmm. throughout the country, there are going to be these exchange systems that are set up to make that health care available to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail to register, if you fail to take advantage of it, then you will be penalized.
Mm-hmm.
That penalty will be a financial penalty
mm-hmm.
that will grow from 1 year to the fifth year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's some people who are saying that if I'm not in a position to deal with it, I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say no, you should not be in a position to penalize me.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there are a lot of questions that people are having on specialty care. What is going to be done through the Affordable Care Act
mm-hmm.
that requires you to have special medicine,
mm-hmm.
requires you to have special attention
mm-hmm.
because of your illness? Thankfully, pre-existing conditions is not a condition for registration into the Affordable Care Act.
Right, which is a big thing for a lot of people.
Big thing. Mobility
yeah.
is real important because
mm-hmm.
if you sign up in Pennsylvania
mm-hmm.
and enter an exchange health care program
mm-hmm.
and you move to New Jersey, you have that mobility. You will not be without insurance just because you move from one state to another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the mobility the portability is real important. The fact that pre-existing conditions is not a condition for getting in. Those are all good things. But as I mentioned, at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, people would like to have some say-so
mm-hmm.
about what it is that you're offering me and be able to say no if mm-hmm. I don't want it. And if I don't want it, you should not be able to financially penalize me
mm-hmm.
Because I say no.
Now, honestly, do you think that's the only big reason that they have problems with this Affordable Care Act?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, whether it's individually
mm-hmm.
or whether it's in employers
mm-hmm.
who are saying that, you know, because of the vulnerability of the marketplace and my business, I'm not able to guarantee a certain level of health care to my employees. And big government, I don't want you telling me what I have to do.
Okay.
Even when the marketplace is not allowing me to generate the kind of money
uh-huh.
That I need for my products.
Okay.
And so you have employers and small businesses that are saying that this affordable care law is going to be problematic. Or you could
mm-hmm.
have a situation where I have a plan that I'm making available
mm-hmm.
To my employees. But then when you look at these health exchange programs
mm-hmm.
that are offering benefits which is not included in my employer's package,
mm-hmm.
it's quite possible people will jump from that employer's plan into one of those health care exchanges.
Uh-huh.
And then that creates a problem for that small business and in some cases large businesses.
Okay.
So, but when it's all said and done, that the biggest problem is choice and the timing.
Okay. There's a lot going on the table. We are talking about the government shutdown and also about the Affordable Care Act. I would encourage you right now, my listening audience, if you have any questions about that, if you're unclear about what's going on, we have Representative Curtis Thomas on the phone. He would be a good person to ask some questions to, because I am limited in my knowledge, so I am learning as you are learning, audience. So you can call in and ask those questions. Also, I would like to know, what are your thoughts on the government shutdown? When you first heard it was happening, what was your initial thought? And does this affect you directly or indirectly? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Representative Thomas, don't go away. We're going to talk to you a little bit more. You have a couple things on your plate as well. Some things you're trying to get passed and knocked down. We're going to talk about that plus more with the government shutdown when Praise in the City returns right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. On the phone joining us is Representative Curtis Thomas, and we are talking about the government shutdown. I do have a question to you, my listening audience. I want to know your initial thoughts about hearing the government being shut down, and does it affect you directly or indirectly or not at all? Also, if you have any questions for Representative Thomas, this would be a great time to ask them, because he's only here with us for another 25 minutes or so. So reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Representative Thomas, we're going to go right to the phones. Let's speak with James, calling in from Bluebell, PA. James, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Good. James, what's your question or comment?
Okay. I had a question for the representative. Since we've been hearing in the radio a lot about, you know, they're trying to do this for the American people and they're trying to do that for the American people, and both sides are saying they're trying to do this for the people, what can we, the people, actually do to let our voices known, or has our voices, you know, listening to your comments earlier, has our voices already been made known to the Supreme Court, or, you know, the different avenues that you mentioned before?
Well, I think that the first thing that people need to do, we have 19 congressional representatives from Pennsylvania, and we have two senators. Mm-hmm. We need to reach out to them, call them, send postcards, contact them in their Washington offices, and encourage them to do whatever they need to do to bring this shutdown to an end. We should rally. We should encourage our local state reps, state senators, our county officials, city council, and other local officials. And the more pressure that we put on the United States House and the United States Senate, we can bring this to an end. I believe in the power of people. And I believe that when people make up their mind to do the right thing and to hold our elected officials accountable for the quality of their representation, because the 435 members of the House and 100 members of the Senate, they represent us. We, in the 435 members of the House, they are up for re-election every 18 months. And this is one of those critical moments in which you have to evaluate the quality of your representative in Washington. And I think that if they begin to hear that drumbeat from all across the country, then they will move quickly to bring an end to this and to adopt a budget, because the other part of this madness is the federal government is on a fiscal year which runs from October 1 to September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot talk about education. We cannot talk about health. We cannot talk about economic development. We cannot talk about small businesses. There's 900 and some thousand small businesses in this country. We cannot talk about the national security of the country until there is a budget passed by the United States House and Senate. Mm. And so the shutdown, as I mentioned, does not impact the implementation or registration of the Affordable Care Act. But there's 100 other categories which are just sitting there and can't be implemented because of this shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to move with Godspeed
in
urging our representatives to act and act affirmatively on behalf of the people of this country.
All right. And we wanted to thank you, James, for your comment. Unfortunately, we're going to have to move on to the next caller because we have a couple of callers who have some questions. But thank you so much for listening to us and for asking your question this morning.
Thank you for having me on. God bless and continue your good work.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Kim calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Kim, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Bacon, as well as State Representative. I'm a retired federal annuitant as well as a retired Army veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the shutdown affects me is that I have an appeal as to my increase in my disability, and no appeals will be heard until this shutdown is lifted. I have, God has blessed me with somewhat of a financial stability. However, I pay still into my health insurance through the post office in which I retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so fearful of giving that up because I remember one of my mother's suffering and having to choose as to whether to pay this or that when it came to her Medicare and her health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to fall into the category where I'm forced. And also, I'd like to thank the representative for his information that I will pass on to my young adult daughters so they will be informed, because a lot of young adults who are not as knowledgeable or don't even practice as they should, such as voting and such matters, they really need to be aware that they can, you know, also be fine. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects us in so many other ways. I mean, there's a lot of, especially here in University City, a lot of homeless people that panhandle and have needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just overall, I think it's going to affect us. I don't care how. And it really shows and reiterates the fact that there's going to be a broad difference between the have and the have-nots, and the middle class is starting to, like, diminish mm-hmm. as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you, and that's how it will affect me, you know, and my statement on the matter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for your comments.
God bless, and you both have a good day.
All right, you do the same. Let's go to Barbara calling in from Alney on line 3. Barbara, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning, State Representative Thomas. My question is there anywhere that you can go to get a little more information about the Affordable Care? I'm a business owner, and one of the things that I saw just from reading in, like, the paper, is based on your income. So just say, for instance, if your income is $50,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
so that means that you'll pay almost $5,000 up front for the insurance, and then you'll get a tax write-off of maybe, like, $4,500 at the end of the year. So is this based straight across the board, or is it broken up into different categories?
Well, let me say first that if you are currently enrolled in a health care program and you're satisfied with that, the Affordable Care Act will not affect you. If you're outside of, if you're one of those people that's uninsured, or you work for an employer that does not provide health insurance,
mm-hmm.
or work for an employer who provide benefits which are not equal to what might be available through the health care exchange programs,
mm-hmm.
then there are subsidies available. And those subsidies, in some cases, will involve write-offs at the end of the year with your income tax. So I think that is very important. As I mentioned, we have 19 congressional members from Pennsylvania, 19 members in the House, and we have two senators from Pennsylvania, the Honorable Robert Casey and the Honorable Pat Toomey. Their offices is in the federal building right there, 6th and Arch. A lot of the congressional, 19 congressional members, especially the ones from Philadelphia County, they have local offices. By contacting Congressman Robert Brady or contacting Congressman Shaka Fatah, you can get basic information package regarding the Affordable Care Act. We have some programs, and I'm sure that Ms. Bacon at some point might be able to do a workshop or do an informational program around the application of the Affordable Care Act, because, as I mentioned, registration has started. Registration will close March 31st. 48 million people are uninsured. So we are going to all have to become ambassadors of making sure that people get the information, understand the parameters of the information, and move expeditiously to deal with it. There are some things about the law which probably needs to be tweaked and or changed. And it is through our congressional reps, and I mentioned Congressman Brady, Congressman Fatah, Congresswoman Allison Schwartz. They are all people who represent us in Philadelphia County. And that's where we should be connecting people.
All right.
And if we head up organizations, nonprofits, CDCs, in the faith-based community, we should, as much as possible, have some informational briefings or organize workshops around the application of the Affordable Care Law.
Fantastic.
The law is the law. The Affordable Care Law is the law. That's not going to be changed. And so all of these conversations about shutting down the government, I'm upset with you, or you upset with me, that is, this train is out of the station. And it's moving. And we need to take advantage of it. And if we have a problem with it, it is through our congressional reps that where we can have an opportunity to, along the way, amend it or tweak it when it comes to some areas. And I know there's a lot of people who have children that are under 26 who can now be a part of their parents' insurance plan. If they're in college, they don't have to worry about taking on two and three jobs to pay for health insurance. As long as they're under 26, they're covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Which is amazing for, I know, quite a few college students who are cheering.
With the college cost today, this is a blessing. This is a blessing.
Absolutely.
In pre-existing conditions. I mean, you know, right here in Pennsylvania, if you are pregnant, and you try to get insurance, you're barred because of that condition, and that is just wrong, and it's just bad. But under the Affordable Care Act, because it's a federal law, it is going to impact you and I right here at the local level, and so that will no longer be a bar to you getting health insurance.
Absolutely.
Senator, Larry Farnese and myself in the Pennsylvania House, Senator Farnese has introduced a bill to make pre-pregnancy, remove that as a pre-existing condition, as a condition to health insurance. And on the House side, I've introduced a bill to do the same thing. But with the application of the Affordable Care Act, we don't have to worry about that now.
All right. And I just wanted to say to Barbara, thank you so much for your phone call. Thank you for your question. And definitely thank you for listening this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Before we close, Representative Thomas, you have something that you are very passionate about in addition to what we've been talking about, and that's Act 201, that it must be repealed. Can you tell us what Act 201 is and why you are spearheading the This Must Be Repealed parade?
Thank you, Ms. Bacon. Three things at the top of my agenda is utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Utilities are literally putting people in the street.
Mm-hmm.
The increased rates, the application, termination, restoration, turn-in service on.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2004, December of 2004, the Pennsylvania General Assembly gave utility companies, gas, electric, water, unfettered discretion to determine the circumstances under which you and I have access to utilities.
Hmm.
And so that if you, this month, a few dollars, become delinquent in your bill,
mm-hmm.
right, the utility companies are able to apply discretionary security deposits, late fees, so that if your bill is $500
mm-hmm.
and you get a LIHEAP grant or get some help of $250,
mm-hmm.
and you take $250 and run to try to either get your service on or prevent your service from being turned off, it's not going to help you, because by the time you get to PECO, PGW,
mm-hmm.
or the Water Department, they have applied security deposits and late fees that make it difficult, if not impossible, for you to get your service restored or prevent termination.
Mm-hmm.
This Act 201 gave the utility companies that broad authority. And the authority, that law also said to the Public Utility Commission, you cannot enter into agreements on behalf of customers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with the utility companies. If under Act 201, if your last name is Bacon,
mm-hmm.
and you need to establish service,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go through a lot of changes to demonstrate to the utility company that all the other Bacons in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or in Philadelphia County, you have to pay all of those bills.
Mm.
So any name that's out there, last name that's Bacon, under the broad credit practices given to utility companies under Act 201,
mm-hmm.
then they can hold you responsible for every other Bacon out there that has an outstanding utility bill. And 41 of us in the General Assembly, or at least on the House side,
mm-hmm.
Had real problems with this law when it was passed.
Mm-hmm.
And our only blessing was to get a provision in there, which we call as a sunset provision.
Mm-hmm.
And that which says that after so many years of this law, we're going to take a look at it. And if the law ends up hurting more people than helping, we want to be able to come back and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So for next year, December of next year, the law comes up for reauthorization.
Mm-hmm.
The utility companies feeling that they might have problems. So they asked the General Assembly this year through House Bill 1047 to do away with the reauthorization or the sunset provision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you taking a look at what I do and how I do it. And that's why we started this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That it's unconscionable for us to continue with this law and not providing customers without creating a level playing field that allow customers an opportunity to keep their service on.
Mm-hmm.
Under Act 201, we used to have a policy where if you're senior, if you're sick, you can't turn service off between Friday and Monday of the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't turn service off between the month of October and April.
Mm.
That doesn't exist anymore. Act 201 says that I can turn you off at any time under any circumstances. Even if you have a medical necessity and I'm not satisfied with the medical necessity that you present to me from a doctor. The utility companies under Act 201 have discretion in determining what is a medical necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's arbitrary for a utility company to decide what is your medical necessity.
Okay.
We have too many people on medical equipment who need electricity, need heat. They can't get it because of Act 201. And so we have a statewide petition going on.
Okay.
We're asking nonprofits, everyday people, faith-based community to circulate these petitions. This bill got out of the House, but God is always in the blessing business.
Amen.
And even though 1047 got out, we were able to file 85 amendments to 1047 from all across the state.
Okay.
And because of that, we were able to also pass House Bill 939. House Bill 939 gives customers a fighting chance in dealing with Act 201. So we are we're encouraging people through these petitions. One, repeal the act because that the law was passed and it was wrong. There's too many families that have died because of this broad discretion given utility companies in Act 201. So the real blessing is to repeal it, get rid of it.
And we are almost out of time. So where can people go to sign the petition and find out more information?
Two ways. You can call my office at 215-560-3261. We will get them petitions. Secondly, you can go online, www.pahouse.net/Thomas. And you can sign the petition online. Call your state senators because the bill is in the Senate for consideration. And it's extremely important that we react. If you have any concerns about how the utility companies, especially the water department, electric company, gas company, act now. And don't let this last effort on the part of the utility companies to send out this notice saying, well, you know, we're reducing your bill.
Right.
Until as long as they have the authority that they have under Act 201, we are all in trouble, whether you're poor or rich. So go online, www.pahouse.net/Thomas, or call my office at 215-560-3261.
Fantastic. Representative Thomas, thank you so much for joining us, for giving us a wealth of information this morning.
Thank you, Ms. Bacon. And
please continue your good work.
Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, who is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Donovan. To our in-studio producer, Larry, thank you for all that you do. Hey, don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.